Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the 10-minute weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on June 12, 2009. Imagine having a great idea for a new business, but once you're past the idea stage, you find you need help. Help securing office space, help finding investors, and help identifying advisors who will steer you in the right direction. Well, most new business owners need considerable assistance and guidance, and for a fortunate group of student entrepreneurs, it's available at the Darden Incubator. The incubator helps businesses get off the ground. Assistance with all aspects of starting a business is available there. For the past 8 years, Darden's incubator has helped almost 60 companies, and about half those continue to operate today. Well, every individual in the incubator works closely with Philip Summer. He's the director of entrepreneurship programs at Darden, and he joins us today. Philip, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for taking the time to come down, because unlike some people, summer's not a slow time for you.
No, I'm here all summer.
How long have you been associated with the incubator?
4 years I've been at Darden.
And your role in the incubator is?
Well, my general role is running the entrepreneurship program, mm-hmm. and then specific to the incubator, I essentially oversee what our incubatees do.
Uh-huh. Now you have an interesting background in business. It seems to me you're uniquely qualified to be involved with the incubator.
I jokingly say to the students, there's nobody you can criticize in the investment table whose side I've not been on. So I've been the corporate consultant. I worked at Pfizer doing M&A, so I've been the corporate gorilla. Uh-huh. I was a venture capitalist for many years at Oppenheimer, so I've been the vulture capitalist. And then I've been an entrepreneur, so I've also been that crazy guy at the other end of the table who thinks he's going to do crazy things. So it does give me an interesting perspective on how different groups view entrepreneurship differently. They have different objectives. And it turns out to be very helpful in working with students.
I take it this is fun for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's great. It's the students are really what make this exciting. A lot of them have really interesting backgrounds, really interesting experience, and they're really pumped up about what they're going to be doing.
Now, how do people get into the incubator? What are the guidelines? So
in January, February, they apply to the incubator. They have to submit a plan and a Gantt chart for what they're going to do. It doesn't have to be a full business plan. It can be as short as a four-pager. I have this idea. Here's why I think it's a good idea, and here's how I'm going to spend the summer validating that idea. Or it can be a whole business plan. We have students who are frankly going live with IT sites and beginning to generate revenue. So it's a whole gamut. They will know by early March, actually mid-March, mid-February, I'm sorry, if they're in or not, which also gives them enough time to look for jobs if that's what they want to do.
Right. How are they selected?
We have a number of criteria in terms of typically not how good we think the idea is. I have enough experience investing in bad ideas and turning down good ideas that I'm not going to pass judgment on whether an idea is really great or not. So we look at how much due diligence did they do? Were they thorough in thinking through what the market opportunity was? Do we think they're serious? Have they been really involved in this? Or is this something that, you know, they're just has come out of the blue.
Sure.
Those tend to be the things we look at.
Right. Now, are they, as far as students go, current students, those who just graduated, alumni, how does that work?
They're probably two-thirds of them are first years going into the second years who've chosen to do this rather than getting a summer job.
I see.
And a bunch of second years who've graduated who've decided, no, this is really what they want to do and they're going to spend the summer in the incubator. And they actually get to use space for the following year in the incubator. On occasion, rarely, we've had alums come back. One in particular recently, a company called Hotelicopter has been very successful.
Oh, yeah.
But we demand that they be here for the whole summer. This is not an absentee activity. It's very much a part of being in the community. Mm-hmm. So we haven't had a lot of alums who are prepared to move back to Charlottesville and do it full time.
Right. Now, you mentioned office space. What are some of the other things? Obviously, your advice and so forth and guidance. What else do they?
So we have space. In the summer, we take over a series of learning team rooms. So most of the students have their own individual rooms to work in. And then we have a common room that has desk space so that during the school year they can work from there. We also have a conference room that's dedicated to the incubator. So support we give them in a variety of different ways. The first one is financial. We pay them thanks to a generous endowment from the Batten Foundation, $13,000, which they can pay themselves as a stipend or use in expenses for legal fees or anything related to the business.
Wow.
And each one gets that. We have weekly meetings. In fact, at this point, we're having two weekly lunches. One is to have guest speakers. So we have people come in who are – so far we've had an accountant. We've had a patent attorney. We have a fellow who is an expert in sales and marketing, not in the – in really in selling and managing sales forces, which is actually something our students are interested in but is not normally taught in the curriculum. We have people from different sectors of the economy, either IT or healthcare, who come and talk about mostly subjects that are of interest to the students. We set up the list every year at the beginning of the summer. There are some people that always come back, accountants, lawyers, you need them. And then we have a second meeting every week where the students get to talk to one another about what's going on, what problems are they running into. And what I find, frankly, is though I'm there and available to give them support, they learn as much from one another as they do from me. I tend to have the big picture, but, you know, where do I find a good programmer to write this kind of a program? Well, they know better than I do.
Sure.
So it's why the in-residence program, the way we have it set up, really works.
Now, you just announced recently those organizations and individuals who are in the incubator for this summer. Can you give us a bit of a rundown on who's who and what's what?
Sure. I guess there are a couple of categories. We have 11 companies this year. Interestingly, for the first time, we have two search funds. Two groups are doing search funds, which is where they're essentially raising money to go buy a business. And we have a third also in the financial sector looking at creating an equity fund in South America. They're students from South America, and they're focused on that part of the market. We have a number of companies that are what I would call internet companies. We have one that's one-stop shopping for brides-to-be. We have a company that's has a very interesting model for athletes, young athletes trying to get into college. It's essentially an advisory service to help them figure out how to position themselves, how to do a video for sending to schools, how to identify who the right coaches are given their specialty.
Boy. Yeah, parents don't know that stuff.
No, they don't. And their hope is, and in fact, their first customer, they made their first sale, and they said, well, you know, we're going to charge you X dollars. And the guy said, oh, you're charging too little. You should be charging more.
Great.
So they just doubled their price.
Good for them.
So that's how you learn.
Yeah.
We have a company that is doing essentially a way for community groups to network among one another and share services. So rather than going on Craigslist and you need a babysitter and you have no idea who's answering your call, if you're part of a church or you're part of Darden or you're part of a community, they've created this website so people can exchange services.
Great.
It's very cool. And then we have some just interesting, odd projects. A fellow who's really interested in starting a wholesale nursery. For plants. We have a fellow who's starting an independent film production company.
Wow.
So it really runs a whole range.
Now, how long will they be with you in the incubator?
10 weeks, so till middle of August.
And then off they go. And you've had some screaming success stories, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had some pretty great companies.
Yeah.
Hotelicopter that I mentioned recently is sort of I call it the Kayak for Hotels. It's a very interesting website, hotelicopter.com. We have a company specialized in software for pharmaceutical companies called OpenQ. We have a company that makes very unique products for the research medical research market called GCS. So it runs the gamut.
Yeah. Philip Sommer, Director of Entrepreneurship Programs at the Darden School of Business, thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
My pleasure.
That's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden homepage, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thank you for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, and everyone at Darden, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week. Take care.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.